The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Speaking of that dude right there, he grew another inch. Over the weekend, we measured him. He's now 5'8". It's like, goodness, where's our little boy? Welcome to the program today. We pray you and yours are well. We begin this hour with our impact segment. 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion, and my goodness, what a weekend it was. Sidney Powell, what is going on? I don't know, call me desperate for excitement, but I think things are getting real interesting now. This is the woman who last week said that we have a biblical lawsuit in the coming days. Biblical? She also said that some may need witness protection after our expose, quote unquote. And yet, as listener John shared with me earlier today, category, Sidney Powell fired. Oh, I guess she got fired. Is that what the media is saying? Let's believe the media, shall we? Frank, you're at risk of becoming a crockpot conspiracy peddler. Maybe you already are. You demean your audience by retelling these unproven stories with no evidence behind them. Case in point, the Hunter Biden story, which disappeared the day after the election, is another example. It would be appropriate if you lost your job for irresponsible talk and rumor-mongering. Even your hero Tucker Carlson wouldn't swallow the Sidney Powell bilge. That's pretty edgy. And yet I'm laughing. You ever go on YouTube and watch videos? Sometimes I'm guilty. And I try to limit, you know, I'll go on and I'll watch live music or sporting events. I have a tendency to really love track and field. I ran track in high school and a little in college. And you know, you can divert some of your attention versus turning on the telly. Because if you watch the telly these days, it's a bit morose. It's like it's the end of everything. Like, I guess they're reporting Sidney Powell got fired. Now, what happened to logic in this day and age? If you really think about it, I mean, use your brain. This is a woman that's been, boy, she's been talking some stuff. Now, why would she get fired? Which makes no sense other than in the mind that has it all figured out. It's like if you watch I don't know. You know some of those videos where, let's pick football, guys running down the sideline, he's 30 yards in front of everybody, about ready to go for a touchdown, taunting people, laughing, and he fumbles at the one-yard line. Or speaking of track and field where the runner's way out in front and he's got his hands up and I'm the winner, and either he stumbles or somehow somebody blows by him right at the finish line. Now, my position is I'd be really careful to go along with the whims of culture, even though, again, it seems like, I guess by all accounts, I don't watch the mainstream anymore. It seems like I even got flagged on Twitter, by the way. I posted something I guess was inappropriate, even though the expression comes from tradition. You know the expression about the fat lady singing? I guess that's not terminology to be used anymore. Because I posted, Twitter flagged it, Parler didn't. I said, the fat lady stopped by today and she's not even close to singing. And I thought it was funny. I guess I'm so insensitive. But where am I going with all of this? Just maybe You ever shot a weapon like a single barrel shotgun? I have. I have a 12 gauge at home. It's single barrel. And you ever shot a double barrel shotgun? I just wonder out loud, me not knowing anything. I mean, I according to John, I can barely keep a talk show together. I just wonder if this is a move to load in two cartridges in the shotgun versus one. I just wonder out loud. Now, this may go nowhere. You know, we hear story after story. This is denied. These votes were counted. Nothing here. Move along. Kind of like the Star Wars mind control thing, the Jedi mind trick. Nothing here to let's move along. Okay, nothing here. Just move along. So at the very least, let me pose this to you. Is your faith challenged? I think for me it is. But yet, if you get out scripture, I've been reading the Bible on the air a little more lately. For those of you that for years would chastise me for not preaching or sharing the gospel, I guess you're kind of getting your fill now. I just opened up earlier today, and the book of Psalms opened up. Let's go to Psalm 7, in you do I take refuge. You know, what does God's word say about the state of the world and wrongdoing and evil? I was in church yesterday, and pastor preached a good message. Definitely doctrinally sound, and I heard a lot about what Jesus did on the cross, and we put our faith and trust in him. All true, all absolutely true. And yet I was sitting there and praying, and a thought came to me. In the church, I hear a lot about what Jesus did for us then. And I just kind of wonder out loud, what's he doing for us now? Or where's Jesus right now? Is he just kind of biding his time till he gets on the white horse and comes in and hugs everybody? As is stated in the book of Revelation? Or is he just maybe not only watching what's going on, but just he may move to address such things? Now, let's just briefly go to Psalm. David, dude, was manic at times, right? But the Bible said he was a man after God's own heart. God knows that he had a sense of repentance and really sought the Lord and made some bad decisions, made some good decisions. May not sound like you, sounds like me. I've made a lot of bad decisions in my life. Chapter 7, verse 8, the Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. Wow, that's like, you know, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. As I share this prayer, look at my heart. You know whether I'm sincere or not, Lord. Oh, let the evil of the wicked come to an end, and may you establish the righteous, you who test the minds and hearts, O righteous God. Wow. Verse 10, my shield is with God who saves the upright in heart. God is a righteous judge and a God who feels indignation every day. Uh-oh. Well, I'm not so sure I can listen anymore because my God is a God that loves everybody. And boy, I don't want to hear any of that that sin stuff or fire and brimstone. And right? Get ready for verse 12 if you don't know it. If you're following along, you got your Bibles open. Psalm Chapter 7, verse 12 reads, ESV translation, if a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. Huh? I don't understand certain things in the Bible, right? Especially Old Testament. That's why I leave it up to the biblical scholars. Let's try that one again. If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword. He has bent and readied his bow. Verse 13, he has prepared for him his deadly weapons. making his arrows fiery shafts. Behold, the wicked man conceives evil and is pregnant with mischief and gives birth to lies. He makes a pit, digging it out, and falls into the hole that he has made. And then verse 16, his mischief returns upon his own head, and on his own skull his violence descends. Friends, brothers and sisters, this is the word of God. What does that have to do with today? Well, if there's wrongdoing according to the Bible, God will address it. And I know you go, yeah, well, that's why Jesus is coming back. That is true. But my question that came up yesterday, hearing about what Jesus has done for us versus what he's doing for us right now, is it at all possible that Jesus may address these kind of things now? I'm just asking. I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe that's where I get myself in trouble, but I just think God's not missing a doggone thing. But yeah, what about our faith? Struggling with our faith. Now, this guy you're about to hear from, some of you know, most of you don't. He's kind of colorful. He's got a book out. He was going to be on the program a few weeks ago, and the schedule didn't work. His name is Lance Wallnau. Y'all know who Lance is? Check this out. This will kind of stretch things for you a little bit.
I think we're living in a day where we're sitting there watching evil exalt itself and just saying, shut up and listen to us. And then they call you a deceived fool because you're seeing conspiracy where it's obvious and they can't see it because they're so in lust with their victory that they'll do anything for power. So this guy's teaching, you need to find what it is that is happening. The word of the Lord and the law of the Lord that's violated. The consequence to that violation is written. There's always something written regarding the consequence. And then we pray for redemption. We pray for repentance and the execution of the sentence because the thing has to be dealt with.
Now, let me jump in real quick. There is a part of this where you're going to go, okay, when he starts talking about raising dead people, that's when I can't buy any of this. Just to let you know what's coming. More of Lance Wallnau.
And so, wow. The house of the Lord, in my book, I realize it. Cyrus comes to power so that the church can arise and build a house. And then if it builds a house, it can govern a nation. If it can't build a house, it can't govern a nation. Now this is the test. This isn't Donald Trump's test. This isn't Giuliani's test. This is our test. This is the church's test. That's why... I'll tell you what I thought the Lord said to me. He said, most of my people are praying wrong prayers. Oh, Lord, please, oh, Lord, do that. It's like, you know, pleading with God or help Donald Trump win. So we've got to start to change this thing. So in Zechariah, you know, Haggai, right after him, another prophet comes along, young guy, and he says to Zerubbabel and to the priest, he says, man, I'm going to show you. You've got to come up into the court. There's a place higher. I want to give you places to walk here so you can judge what's going on in the jurisdiction of my house and in the affairs of earth. Next, in other words, the Lord is starting to talk to me tonight and say, what I did was I started off praying that I believe what God wanted to do was have Donald Trump as president for a second term and extend mercy to America. I watched the election fraud and I started praying strong. And then as the days go by, I start realizing the calculus in this thing. And I'm thinking, oh, well, maybe the Lord. And I start modifying because who wants to get criticized for being a holdout whenever, you know, it's obvious, Lance, you know, statistically, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like prone to the hospital and somebody's in critical care and you're walking around the emergency room and they find out they're dead. Well, you know, if you don't have faith to raise the dead, what are you going to do? Then if you go there and they've been dead 2 or 3 days, it's even harder because your faith is like being challenged.
Can you relate to this at all? Is your faith being challenged? How many of you have said this is over? Lord, please, I don't know what, I'm just going to give up. Keep listening.
By the way, I was with one guy that raised the dead. God tell you this story. I said, how did it happen? He said, you know, I'm in the village. He was with Heidi Baker's ministry. His name was Surprise. How's that for a name for your parents calling you Surprise? I guess they were surprised when she got pregnant. But anyway, surprise says to me, he says, well, he says, you know, we were praying for him. And he's like cancerous and tumor in Africa. You have no advanced care. He said the guy got worse and worse and worse. And then the village came to me and told me, died a couple of hours ago. Actually, it was like an hour ago. Well, surprise, who they weren't seeing any healing happening. He just goes there and he puts the guy's head in his lap. And he starts praying. And he's going to pray for him. This isn't going to be like one of those dramatic, Lord, raise him. That's what Americans do. It's probably why it doesn't happen. He sat there, and it was going to be like a 3 hours with a dead body. But he's sitting there, and he's praying. He's getting in the Holy Ghost. He's got the guy's head in his hands. And he said, he knew something was happening because the body went from cold to warm. Hey, man, hang around for this call. This message is going to be weird tonight. He said, I was holding his head, and I felt his head getting warm. He said, and I knew, oh, Lord, resurrection life started to come back in his body. And after like a second hour prayer, the guy's like coughing up, I got to get delivered or something, vomited out some liquid thing. It was probably the tumor. And the guy's alive. Now, so I asked, how many you've done? He said, well, we've had a couple of resurrections. It's a fascinating thing. So what I'm saying is, we can't just sit there and go, well, watch social media and the news and try to figure out what's going on and expect that we're going to have strong faith. We have to get that word here. Now, I'm going to tell you something. These people robbed the election. They stole it. And when a thief steals, you have Bible promises to deal with it. And as this guy was talking, then I my faith started rising. I felt like the Lord said, you started to listen to the report of what everyone was saying instead of what I said. And I said, well, Lord, okay, I'm with you, Lord.
Lance Wallnau. Here's some thoughts, questions. By the way, if you'd like to call, we have open lines. We just opened the board, 888-528-2557. You can follow Lance on social media. He regularly goes on Facebook. That's where we pull that. How's your faith? Who are you listening to? Now, I get even some of the mainstream periodicals. In fact, listener Albert, who's a fan, he emails me all the time with his kind sentiments, sent me this one earlier. Subject is Sidney Powell fired. Again, if you really believe she got fired, boy, you may be in for some surprises. But I digress. Headline: Christie calls Trump legal team national embarrassment. Hogan tells Trump, stop golfing and concede. Let's take a moment with that. Chris Christie, isn't he the guy that suggested our FBI director? Boy, he's been a piece of work, hadn't he? And then the idea of stop golfing and concede. I got an email from a friend saying, this president's going to be charged with treason. Y'all are watching your own movies. And on the other side, I fear a lot of us Christians are watching our own movies. Right? The extremes. Those that have prophecy, that talk about God's will, and that Trump's going to get another second term, and we started believing all this. Look, we have to see God's will on this. And for me, that's where I draw my hope. I'm getting excited. When you got a woman like Sidney Powell, either she is absolutely out to lunch, or she may just have something. When she makes statements like, I've got a biblical lawsuit coming in days. When all is said and done, some may need witness protection after our expose. Now, you can sit and go, oh, this is just ridiculous. Give up. But I'm always suspicious of that voice. In fact, I know that voice well. It tells me to give up a lot. You know who I'm talking about. Father of lies. Yeah, give up. Give up. I'm suspicious of that voice. Like, say, we don't know what's going to happen. Say, you know, the press is right. Joe Biden's going to be our next president. What, you think God's going to go, this is exactly who I want, and now you will deal with my judgment. Maybe. I've gotten so many emails of people saying, when are you going to concede? Look, I don't follow man. I follow God. God's not missing anything. We talk a good game. The Bible says we're all going to fall on our knees one day. I pray God that he moves. The Bible is filled with references by which God says, I'm not going to tolerate it. I was reading Psalms earlier, 9, verse 11. Sing praise to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the people his deeds. Get ready, for he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. How about what we do to babies in the cry of abortion? You think God's just going to go, yeah, I get it, from the womb to the tomb. Yeah, I understand. I fear the wrath of God more than ever now. And so that's where my hope is, only in him. It's always only been in him. It's never been in Donald Trump. You people are foolish if you think that's a lot of what I've been sharing. But you look at what he's done for 4 years. If you can, I don't know, open your eyes enough to see, maybe have scales on your eyes to see factually, legitimately what he's done, whether you like the way he tweets or not. But you Christian, you vote for this other party? Okay. We will see what happens in the next few days. God only knows. But all I can tell you is the gloating and the mocking and the arrogance and about ready to hit that finish line, you got your hands up and pointing the finger. Somebody coming up behind you. There's enough videos. Sometimes when you hit that goal line or finish line, you're in for a big surprise. We will see. We have many open lines, 888-528-2557. I would think you'd have some response to anything you've heard or anything I've shared. All of your calls are welcomed. We still embrace freedom of speech. This is not Twitter. This is not Facebook. You're welcome to call and share. And if you want to shoot an email, you can do it under the privacy of emails as well. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. 888-528-2557 are the phone numbers to call into the program. In fact, let's go to the phones. We do have open lines. Sandra is in Laguna. Sandra, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Thanks for taking my call. I know the pundits are saying Sidney Powell was fired. She was not. If you look at Giuliani's statement, he says she is not a lawyer for the president in his personal capacity. If you look at her website, she says she is working pro bono. She's not paid by the defense for Trump. She is working pro bono for the American people. She was never Trump's personal attorney. So they are misconstruing the statement legally. They don't understand how to interpret that, and I do. She is representing the people. And another thing, people shouldn't lose hope. Sidney Powell is a former federal prosecutor. She is not a nutcase that came out of the woodwork. And she is the woman that took it when she was in Texas. She was the prosecutor that took down Enron. So she knows what she's doing.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
So the media is saying that she was fired. Evidently, all outlets are saying that. Are you telling me the media sometimes lies?
Well, and not only that, they don't even understand. Giuliani's statement is so clear. I'm an attorney. That's why I looked at it. I thought, what? And then it says right here. And she also said she was never personal counsel for Trump. That, yeah, the media, we need to find new resources. I went on to Parler. You can't, there is no real news right now. Even Fox has. So she's never been fired. she never worked for him. And you know what, Frank? It's going to be all the better when we have victory, because they won't be able to say, oh, Sidney Powell was bought and paid for by Trump.
Yeah.
She represents us.
Yeah.
So the victory will be the American people.
Sandra, thank you for your call. Thank you for getting my humor, too. I wasn't sure if I was going to throw it to you, because sometimes, you know, humor falls flat on its face. But, yeah, shocking. Can't tell you how many emails I have from people. They're just like gloating. She got fired. Get over it. Fired? Now, it's one thing to just have disagreement. But fired? I don't know how you can even arrive at that one. Unless you somehow believe your own narrative. By the way, there's a new poll out. 30% of Democrats believe the election was stolen from the president. 30%. 75 Republicans say it. But 30% of the Democrats? There are many Americans that are kind of watching this. Just kind of going, well, let's see how this all works out, and then we'll respond. Oh, William is in Hollywood. William, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, just an interesting observation relative to prophetic intercessory prayer. You know, we're in Hollywood. We've been following everything that Lynn Swann has been saying and bringing to us, as well as Lou Engle, relative to Trump being a type of Cyrus. And prior to the elections, in prayer, we felt the Lord lead us to study the history, both biblically as well as actually, of the war against Cyrus and media. And I'm not sure if too many people know this, but if it is a prophetic picture, Cyrus the Great went to war against media and won the battle. He defeated media in 549 B.C. As a result, media became the greater part of that empire. They eventually, the combined kingdoms, took on Lydia, Egypt, and eventually Babylon. They are the ones who were responsible. That kingdom was responsible for overtaking Babylon that ended up letting the church, Israel, go free. So with your other caller talking about corruption in media, we've been believing and praying that if he being a type of Cyrus, is going to win this war. And so could that actually be an interesting observation?
It is an interesting observation and a question worth taking a moment and praying about at the very least. William, thank you. I played Lance Wallnau, I think it was last week, where, here's 25 seconds. Here's a slightly different perspective on what may occur and what is to come.
You Christians that are thinking it's all going to happen when the second coming happens, you're wrong. God judges on the earth that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. How are they going to believe in the kingdom if nothing manifests, if there's never an answer to prayer, if unrighteousness is constantly exalted? What world ruler is Cyrus is going to want to open up his nation to the gospel of the kingdom if the gospel of the kingdom isn't stronger than the powers of hell?
Ian. Because, again, that is something that you're not used to hearing. Because we as Christians, we think, well, God's going to judge, but that's when Jesus comes back. He wouldn't judge now, would he?
You Christians that are thinking it's all going to happen when the second coming happens, you're wrong. God judges on the earth that the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. How are they going to believe in the kingdom if nothing manifests, if there's never an answer to prayer, if unrighteousness is constantly exalted? What world ruler is Cyrus is going to want to open up his nation to the gospel of the kingdom if the gospel of the kingdom isn't stronger than the powers of hell?
888-528-2557 are the numbers to call in. Tom in San Diego. Tom, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Appreciate your program. We're at a crossroads here in America where we're about to get cast off the land if we don't start turning back. And that starts with the Christians, and the church revival starts with the Christians. We need to get down on our knees and start appealing to the Lord that he have mercy on us, or he's going to do the Jerusalem act on us. And if you think it can't happen to our mighty nation when we're thumping our chests militarily, that's not the case. If he wants it to happen, it will happen, and it'll be very humiliating. So I'd appeal to everybody, especially the Christians, get on your knees and start thanking God for what we have, giving him the honor and glory, and just start thinking about nationwide revival, because that's what all the trouble we've been going through is about.
I'm interested in your thoughts, if you have any, on, well, again, we played Lance, so he's at the forefront, although I have some similar thoughts. This idea of the way we pray, like, you know, oh, God, please help us, please have Donald Trump two more or a second term, and kind of these passive just prayers versus praying in a righteous way for God's will to be done. I mean, when I look, deception, I just talked to Sandra, a kind woman, talking about the media. Anybody with half a wit can see we're being deceived. And this idea of liberty is going to cost something. I think evil is exposing itself right now. So if you have a response, you may or may not. This idea of prayer being a weapon where we pray without ceasing, but I mean really pray, not like kind of, well, God, if you're there and I'm a sinner, please help us in Jesus' name, right? I don't know if you get what I'm saying here.
Yeah, I do, and we're instructed in the Word, and I'm pointing the finger back at myself because I'm terrible at this.
Me too.
To pray with expectation, to pray in faith that we're expecting God to do something for us. The Word says, let that man not expect to get anything if he doesn't pray with faith. We don't know how God is going to answer this. All the timing is in his hands, but I just see the signs over and over and increasingly that we're going to get kicked off this land if things don't turn around. You know, I've seen evil beyond evil with my own eyes and beyond what's being reported in the news.
Tom, I thank you for the call. Since I have the Bible open, I turn the page. I'm in the book of Psalms, and this one jumped out at me. Verse 15 of chapter 10. David cried and prayed this to the Lord. And how do you square this one? Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. We ever pray like that? And maybe you don't see anything wrong going on. Maybe you're a self-identified Christian. You voted for the Biden-Harris ticket. Media has already begun this counterfeit coronation, if you will. And you're like, finally, we get this guy out of office. Boy, you know, finally, it's God's will be done now. I just don't know if that's biblically accurate. And it's safe to say there's wrongdoing in both camps. I agree there's sin in both camps. But when you talk about deception, when you talk about break the arm of the wicked and evildoer? Do you not see wicked anywhere? Did you ever think that at the beginning of 2020 that your pastor would be arrested for holding church? And strip clubs? Thumbs up. How do you square that one? Seriously. Liquor store, pot shops, essential, churches, not so much. And I'm talking to the self-identified Christians out there. Now, I get we're in a new season here. I've kind of amped things up a little bit. Maybe you're in shock by some of the things you hear and I say. But look, I'm going to the Bible on this one. I'm going to God on this. We're almost to a point that the church is going to be a non-issue if we don't start standing up, if we don't start demanding almost to the kin of massive civil disobedience. You know, some pastors are doing this now, but it's the few and far between. And the congregations, I just wonder where we are. Do we need to absolutely be rocked to the core where everything we think, you know, God is good all the time, God's good all the time God's good. We sing worship in church and we're all, yeah, God is so good and we follow him and hallelujah. And man, I'm afraid. I'm honestly, I talk about fear is not from God, but there's a healthy kind of fear. I'm afraid for what may be coming down here if we don't get on our knees and really start praying for God to judge. Because evil has exposed itself. If you don't see it, I pray that the spirit of deception be lifted from you. And then when it's lifted from you, then it's really on. Then what do you do? I think many of us don't want to see the truth because we would have to change our views and change our tune first and foremost, drop our own stuff. And I'll say this again because it's easily misunderstood in this vehicle of talk radio. I'm not sitting here and saying Donald Trump is the answer. Joe Biden is clearly not the answer. So first and foremost, Jesus is the only answer, but which Jesus do you follow? The Bible clearly talks about he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. If you voted for Biden-Harris, you're all for abortion, and you say you're a Christian. How do you square that? I'm afraid. I'm praying God absolutely moves. Like, clearly it's not us. Somebody emailed me the other day, so you're hoping that the Supreme Court rules in favor of Donald Trump? Not so much. I'm praying that the evil is exposed and God moves to where we're all on our knees. Because we're living at a time where discourse, inquiry, shut down. Censorship. Silencing, legitimate questions, not tolerated. The very democracy that this republic was founded on is under attack. And I'll be honest, I think God is not too pleased. So for anyone that wants to respond, 888-528-2557. More of the Frank Sontag Show as we continue next. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. We are taking your phone calls at 888-528-2557. A note on that. Good news, our phones have not been working too well the last couple of weeks. Evidently, literally within the last few moments, they've been fixed and the problem has been rectified. So if you had been trying to get through, we only had a few lines that were available. Now we've got many more lines. So know you're welcome to call, 888-528-2557. Of the many things we're talking about, Sidney Powell, over the weekend, it's been noted that she's no longer a part of the Trump lawyer team, if you will. And for the naysayers sending me emails, she got fired. Ha ha, give up. Well, we will see what happens. From a woman that uses the language that she does, I'd be really careful to somehow count her out. I can share some of her quotes, but if you don't know what they are, you best find out what they are. This is a woman that says, I don't back up what I say. And a biblical lawsuit coming? What does that mean? I want to know. Tanya in Los Angeles. Tanya, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hello. Thank you for letting me share my opinion with you. I really believe the Lord is separating this church right now. It's starting to divide, seriously divide. You know, they've been closed down. People have gone to Jack Kibbs's, and we're talking about other churches out in L.A. these churches are, I mean, packed to the brim. People are hungry. People are scared. People want to hear information. We're not getting it on the news. We're trying to go to sources. But realistically, the church is being split right now. There are churches that are not going to be involved with wanting to be moving forward. He's separating his church right now. I feel that very, very strongly. We're in a very strange position right now where we're not hearing anything news-wise.
I would agree wholeheartedly. I pause for a moment if you had more to share. I would agree. And maybe one could say we've never really heard anything newsworthy from the mainstream. Thank you for your call, Tanya. James in Simi Valley, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. Can you hear me? It's James.
I can. Five words so far, loud and clear.
I'm just floored. You know, where's the leadership from the church? And you've spoken about it. And just driving and listening here, just felt the conviction. You know, it needs to start with me. I need to have a prayer meeting in my house and invite people. And it's like, where are the prayer meetings? Where's the call to prayer, you know, from the local for men and gathering? And do you need to, you know, step out there and hold some things and just encourage everybody to start? But it's like there's a vacuum of leadership and unification with the church on. It's like everybody's just kind of waiting, and I guess I need to stop waiting and do something myself. But it's like we need help, and we're, I think everybody's looking to our leaders, and there's obviously a vacuum. There's people that are outspoken. I've been attending Godspeak Church, and you know, wonderful pastor there, as you know. But we need to start praying and get on our faces before the Lord, and not wait for somebody to call us to it.
James, I appreciate your call. Thank you for mentioning Godspeak. That would be Pastor Rob McCoy, one of few that is all in this season, undeniably. And I think you're onto something. Tanya basically said that the Lord's separating the church. I think that's true. But I also think in that dynamic, we've been very dependent on said pastor. Like, pastor, show me the answer. I think that's partially true, but that's not absolutely true. And I love what James said. Holding your own prayer amongst friends at your house. My goodness. Yeah, where are we? How are we responding? We've got a break. We've got a full board. I'm going to take more on the other side, those of you that stay with us. So Carrie, Alan, Jeff, Michelle, others, be patient. I'll kind of do the radio reset on the other side. Kind of give you an idea of maybe where we're going to go. We're also going to talk a little bit about California from the perspective of our governor. Did you hear strip clubs? Essential. Churches? Not so much. Look, I'm saying this rhetorically, but part of me thinks massive civil disobedience is around the corner. Like, we're just going to sit and take it? Oh, yeah. Sure. We're gonna watch everything that we've worked so hard for in the case of running a small business annihilated. Yeah, we're just going to throw in the towel. We've worked so hard for our sobriety. We've overcome substance addiction. And yet, okay, I give. I'll fall back there. Suicide is on the increase. Our children aren't in school. Hey, Governor, how are your kids doing? They're in private school? Oh, interesting. I just don't know. Maybe it's just a matter of we don't understand what true freedom is and how it comes at a cost, because we've been raised in this environment by which we have so much freedom. Maybe we don't understand. This is the Frank Sontag Show.